is life without a care.
Good afternoon and welcome here to Ask the Expert. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is my friend and the owner of TravelWise, Elise Corey. Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. Feeling like I'm back east, though, with the weather the way it is.
A little bit strange and very humid. But yeah, you know what? We needed a little bit of a break in how hot it was. This weekend was miserable. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
A little too hot for even even for dry heat. It's still a little too hot.
Right. So I played a little bit more of our intro song there because I thought it might be fun to talk about that band. That band is the Highway Poets. They're a very popular band here in Sonoma County. And your son is a member of the band, right?
Yeah, he's a drummer in the band, but there's something very exciting. I don't want to take too much time,
okay.
But on September 16th, mm-hmm. they're having their CD release party at the Mystic Theater.
In Petaluma.
Yes.
Oh, very fun. It's a great place to see a show.
Oh, it's great. And yeah. I will be there, I hope you can make it. It would be nice to connect with you. And if you like the music, come by.
Yes. Yeah. And they are such a talented band. What instrument does your son play?
He's a drummer.
He's a drummer. Yay.
Yes.
What's his name?
Ryan Erdy.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So you can shout out to Ryan when you go to see them at the Mystic for their CD release party. Is that on the song that we play? That's from their new CD?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and it's mixed a little different. Plus, they have some new songs that they're just starting to get out on the channels.
Yeah. So that's always fun to sort of see how a band plays with their music when they first have it released, when the songs are fresh and they're interesting and they're working out arrangements and seeing what works live and what doesn't work live, and then sort of those tried and true songs that you know from the band from before.
Yes.
So,
it'll be a great show, and then they're going on tour down south and going up north, so see them while you can before they go around the country.
And the tickets for the Mystic, you could buy them online?
Yeah, you can buy them online. Yeah. So if you go to the Mystic and click on September 16th, you'll see Highway Poets. There's two other bands with them. It'll be a fun night.
It's
a Saturday. You don't have to get up for work the next day.
There you go. Hopefully not. All right. So the Highway Poets, which that's our little theme music there. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, this weekend I would have loved to have gotten away.
Wouldn't we all? Even the beaches were warm. I mean, I was trying to go to the beach and I looked at the weather and I'm just like, 95. I'm like, what kind of relief is that, you know?
Yes, it was very tough this weekend. So getting away, especially at times when things feel just really miserable where you're at, is sort of what the show is all about, and figuring out where you can go to really have that ideal experience, and whatever that means to you, which is very fun because it's different for everybody, right? My ideal vacation could be entirely different from what your ideal vacation would be.
It's very true, because some people just want to go and relax on the beach and just do nothing, you know, and which is really good for us these days. I talked to someone today who just came back from a river cruise, and she said, you know, there wasn't any shopping. and I was like, oh, really? She says, yeah, I couldn't find anything. The prices weren't that good. I couldn't buy my grandchildren anything. And, you know, that was important to her, even though they took them to a museum where they had General Patton was there and they talked to all the veterans, got up and talked about their experience, which some people would have loved. But she said, I would have rather done, you know, she says, no disrespect, but it was my last day and I wanted to go shopping.
Right.
So, you know, you really have to, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would rather just stay in the spa all day. Some people have to challenge themselves by hiking or biking or pushing themselves. I can do it. I can make it. I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people want to eat or try new foods that they haven't. Some people want to have a romantic getaway where they just really don't do much of anything, which is great.
Right.
So you really have to know what you want. I've had two women that traveled, and one is into arts and museums, and the other one has no, you know, desire at all. So they're doing two different things in the cities that they're in.
Oh, really? They're traveling meet each together.
They're traveling together, uh-huh. sharing hotels.
Right.
And then they're each doing their own thing, and then they're going to meet for dinner.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
So, but at least they have traveling companions. Mm-hmm. So...
How fun that
is,
though.
I know, because you can't possibly like everything mm-hmm. exactly mm-hmm. the same. Or someone, you know, like I've been watching a lot of the U.S. tennis, you know, and everybody else be like, oh, gee, you got to be kidding. But I would be really happy in a sports bar watching the tennis matches.
Sure, yeah.
And someone else would be like, are you crazy? And yeah. that's what I did in the heat.
Did you?
Yeah, for a little bit. So it was fun. But, you know, most people... You know, they don't want to do that. Or maybe not everybody does. So there's options for everyone. And that's one of the great things, I think, even about cruising, because mm-hmm. you're going to different places, which has something for everyone.
Right, right.
And, you know, one city you may not like, but the next one is perfect. And, you know, so and someone wants to spend their time in the spa. Someone wants to read that book they've been putting off that's sitting on their nightstand for yeah. like 4 months getting dust. And, you know, so everyone is different. But, you know, when you do travel on a cruise, especially with a small capacity of travelers, you really get to relax. Yeah. I find more than the big ships who the destination is the ship. As opposed to going to the destination for the destination.
Right, right. And I've also been thinking about how this sort of applies to our wonderful KSRO cruise that we're taking with Chef John Ash. Obviously, there is probably the element of people would not be going on this cruise if they weren't interested in hanging out and doing some culinary stuff with Chef John Ash.
Oh, you have to be a foodie. Oh, yeah, you have to be a foodie. And like I said, everybody on our Alaska cruise that we did with John Ash, everybody, the only suggestion they had was they wanted hands-on. Mm-hmm. So for all of the people who asked me for hands-on, you're getting hands-on nice. Now. And in fact, we have a very special event coming up.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to get the opportunity to meet Chef Ash, uh-huh. Taste some wines from Fogline Vineyards, get to learn a little bit more about our next KSRO cruise, mm-hmm. and you'll get to get a flavor of what's going to happen next October of 18. But if you want to know the location, you have to email me.
Okay.
That's the only way I'm going to do it. And we have a limited number of spots.
Okay.
So if you want to go and hear about the cruise, if you want to spend some time having some snacks and wine and mm-hmm. chit-chatting and learning if this is the right opportunity for you, you have to send me an email at ksro@travelwisewithaz.net. Mm-hmm. That's ksro@travelwisewithaz.net. Or give me a call at 935-WISE or 935-9493. That's 935-9493. You'll be put on the list and we'll let you know where the location is exactly, because we know where the location is.
Right.
But we just have to make sure we have the right amount of people.
Sure, exactly. You don't want to overbook there.
No.
You want everybody to be able to have a chance to really, if they have questions, if they want to interact a little bit more, you want to keep it nice and cozy so people
right.
can really
and
have
I can
a good
send
time.
Some information as well.
Sure.
You know, so if you really want to learn and get a heads up, and then, you know, we'll be able to explain the difference and you'll get a really good feel for what the cruise is about.
Right.
So,
and this is on Oceania, which is a beautiful, Oceania. Beautiful cruise line. Absolutely gorgeous.
And of course, we're going to have hands-on cooking because you asked for it. So we're going to have hands-on cooking with Chef Ash. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be able to stir and pour and sprinkle and mix. And we're going to also do some wine and food pairing, which I know is difficult to do,
so hard
but
to be.
We have to get the menu to we have to have actually Chef Ash is going to be helping with the menu and the wines to put them together.
Oh, how fun.
So he has to taste the wines that are mm-hmm. going to be shipped to make sure that
they're
right. what they are.
Right. Also
make sure
job.
We get the right food with the right wine. And you know, it's a great ship, a great deal for everyone who's looking for the best deal. You know, I was talking to someone today about, oh, we want to get something, you know, we don't know, we have to watch our monies and you know, watch what we spend. I said, well, you can look at the lead-in prices that you hear of, let's say, $2,999. Mm-hmm. And then you can see one that's less, but you don't know what the inclusions are. By the time you're done with the one that's less, it's going to end up being twice as much. So you have to look at the full picture. Mm-hmm. You have to look at what you actually get for your monies, not the lead-in cheap price, should we say. Oh my God, what a deal, what a deal. It's, you know, $500, but add and add and add and add, and you're up to $5,000 by the time you're said and done. Yeah. So I think when you choosing the right ship, the right value, it's not just the number. So don't be suckered into that, should I say,
right,
by just seeing the price, you know, because down the road, it's not the true price.
Right. And for something like what we're doing, our KSRO cruise is in October of 2018. It's still a year away. We've got Chef John Ash, and that alone sets it apart from other cruises, because you could go on a cruise, but Chef John Ash would not be with you. You would also not be doing a hands-on cooking course with him on board a beautiful ship. You wouldn't be going to the wonderful ports of call that we're going to, which is from Lisbon to Barcelona. Absolutely amazing ports that we're going to on this cruise. There's culinary adventures that we're hopefully going to be going on with Chef John Ash. We're going to have this wonderful wine from Fogline Vineyards. They're going with us. Really, the kinds of things that you're getting, you would not get if you book this by yourself.
Just think of it by going to a fancy restaurant. You see the lead-in online and the price, but mm-hmm. the time you're said and done, you have gratuities, you have tax, and what you figure in your head is going to be a $60 meal, and then you have another glass of wine. Then it ends up being $80. So it's the total package value that you're getting by traveling with us.
Right. And what price point are we at right now?
We're looking at $34.99. Mm-hmm. per person in a balcony cabin, including round-trip airfare.
Right.
And right. We'll talk about more about the inclusions when we come back from our break, yeah. because you get a lot bang for the buck.
You really do. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays. If you're interested in finding out more and you want to maybe have some nibbles, enjoy some wonderful Fogline Vineyards, meet Chef John Ash, just send an email to Elise, and she will give you the details on where this little mixer is coming up for our cruise. The email is ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. We'll be right back.
That's just love without a care.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hey, Sonoma County, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans and host of On Air with George Adair on KSRO. Over the last few years, did you purchase a home with FHA financing or some other mortgage insurance financing? If so, I've got an idea for you that may help you save hundreds every month. Over the past couple of years, average home values have increased dramatically. So call Bay Equity Home Loans at 583-8100 and see if you qualify for a new loan to get rid of your mortgage insurance. Call 583-8100 and we'll complete a free and no obligation home valuation. If you have the right equity and you can qualify, we'll show you how to get rid of your mortgage insurance forever. So call Bay Equity at 583-8100 or online at bayequityloans.com. And remember to tune in to On Air with George Adair every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 24536.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just love without a care.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only... oh my gosh, my brain just went out the window. I've been up since 3. I will have to say that.
The only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Thanks for finishing that for me, Elise. It literally just went right out of my head.
It's left over from the eclipse, I swear. We're all still have some circuits miswired here.
Something like that. But that is an important point, and we've talked about it before, but your ability to really make sure that your clients, your customers are getting exactly what they want and more than what they expect is because you belong to that virtuoso group and you're able to get things that other travel agents, they just can't get. So yes, so it's a very good point to bring that up each time. So we wanted to talk a little bit more. Of course, the we've teased a little bit this fun mixer that we're going to have, and that is coming up on Thursday, September 21st, but we have not revealed the location. If you'd like to be invited to the mixer, we do have some spots still available. So just send an email to Elise, and that email is ksro@travelwise.net, and she'll tell you the details, and you can come and meet Chef John Ash and learn more about the cruise and find out more about if it's really a good fit for you. We were talking at the beginning of the program today about different travel styles and what you like to do. And I have just started, I'm an artist, but I've just started doing some sketching and some watercolor and have a sketchbook, and I've done some buildings and some sketches of fruit and trees and things like that. And I'm so excited to go out and do some urban sketching. And I think if I had a chance to go to Lisbon, to Barcelona, to Marseille, to Monte Carlo, and be able to sit on a little bench at a cafe and draw some of those beautiful buildings, oh, that would be the most amazing thing. I would love that.
Yeah, and Michelle's a good artist. For someone who's never, ever drawn anything,
well, I paint, but I don't draw, so
okay,
drawing is new.
Either one. I'm good at stick figures. Paint or draw, that's about as far as it goes.
But that's another wonderful thing that you could do there. I mean, if you have an artistic bent and you love sketching and maybe doing some quick watercolors, being able to go to these gorgeous places in the fall when the color is absolutely perfect, that would be so much fun.
And they have classes on board the ship,
really?
Which is one of the nice things. So you have art instruction, and you can have your own little easel set up, and you're sitting and you're drawing as you're in port.
Yeah.
And how about having that for a souvenir to come back with?
That would be so
amazing. It doesn't cost you anything, and you just, there's your work of art, and there's your memory.
Be careful, though. I have done this. When if you're doing the watercolors and you've got your, you know, cafe there, don't dip your paintbrush in it. I have done this. I've done this.
Sounds
multiple
like
times.
A new kind of coffee.
Not so delicious.
But you know, I was just looking on the Oceana website, and it looks like a lot of the cabins are all waitlist, especially the entry level, and the prices are much higher than what we have.
Right.
So you have to realize. In fact, I'm looking at a cabin for what we have for $34.99, it's going for $38.49.
Oh, wow.
On their website, you're talking $350, if my adding is correct, yes.
Wow.
So already, and this is still more than a year away, we can't even get air yet until November.
Oh, my
gosh. Just think about that, because, you know, unless you want a suite, there's a few suites available, but if you're looking to spend the least amount as you can, then, you know, we do have some cabins, not more. I have asked for more cabins, and they have told me they cannot do it because the cruise is selling so well.
Wow, okay.
So that's very disappointing. I mean, I have to fight for it if I have, you know, when the time comes.
Right.
But we don't have a lot of cabins
right.
available.
Right.
I mean, we have some, but not a lot.
Right. No. So don't wait. And you can make it very easy, Elise, for someone to make that commitment, because if you can't budget something like that right now, you can put some money down and then just do a smaller payment each month so that it's much more manageable.
It's installments. You're going to go out and buy holiday presents and probably put them on installments. Aren't you worth giving a holiday present to? I mean, come on.
Yep.
You know, it's not all about everyone else. Sometimes you have to take care of you.
Yeah.
You have to, you're a better person when you're content to other people.
That's
you have
so
to heal yourself and make sure you're fine and happy. And then you exude that to other people.
Yeah.
And so do yourself a favor and do what's good for you. And somehow things work out. I don't know why. Maybe I'm airy fairy, but somehow things do work out if you keep projecting positive.
Right, right. And that taking care of yourself is so important. I mean, we've all heard the stories about how many Americans just leave vacation on the table. They don't even take it, right? You have some paid vacation time and they feel like they can't take vacation. Well, you definitely should. Like you said, you have to recharge those batteries. You have to take care of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never leave any vacation over, by the way. But my boss doesn't allow me to have vacation. So she's really bad boss.
You're your own boss. What are you talking about, Elise? You're so funny.
But you know, getting back to the cruise, you know, I just want to tell you what's included. So besides your air, all your meals, obviously, and they're not the buffet type where you go up there and you just eat as much as you can until oblivion. You're talking about going fine dining. If you were going to a nice restaurant and you were sitting down and you're going to have a glass of wine and you're going to eat, this is what it is the entire cruise. You have options for different styles of cruise. You're not having to go to the main dining room all the time. You go where you want, when you want. And that's the nice part about it. So besides eating well, you still get your coffees. If you're a coffee person who has to have your mocha in the morning, there's no extra charge. And a bottle of water, there's no extra charge. So you compare some of those prices that you see as the go-to. You pay for all those other things. You pay for your wine. You pay for your soda. You pay for your coffees, your specialty coffees. So start adding that up. Think of how much water you drink a day. Think of how many coffees you drink. Just do that and see how much you're spending and then add that to the price of your cruise.
Right.
You know, you have to look about that. And then how about instead of going to a buffet, you're not going to the local sandwich shop here. You're going to quality. And like we were talking about the Terrace Cafe, you can get lobster tails.
Yum.
Up there before dinner. So if you want a little snack, you take two or three little lobster tails. Yeah, I'll have those for an appetizer.
Wow.
How much would that cost if you went to a restaurant here? Figure that out. I mean, we're not talking a lot of money for a complete package these days. I mean, this is unheard of.
Right. Plus, your airfare is included in this price as well, which is really incredible. I mean, when you start to think about how much it would cost just to book your airfare for this trip, then you know, really the price is very incredible. Plus, we've got some wonderful excursions that we're going to be able to take. You could use a shipboard credit to either maybe take a spa treatment or upgrade your package for maybe extra excursions.
Well, we do have
like
shipboard
that.
Credit. I never talked about that. Have I? We get $400 shipboard credit.
$400? That's great.
So that's it. It'll pay for some spa treatments.
Sure.
It'll pay for buying your gifts for your people back in the U.S. So you can get them a gift. Or if you want to do something special, a shore excursion that's over the top, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, there's some great value here that I think you may be overlooking. Like I've said before, I'm a big tennis fan, and I like Nadal, and he's from Malaga, and we happen to be going. So I'm going to look if there's any, if where he practices, and I might want to go take a car over to see him practice. I mean, I don't play tennis. I play it socially on vacation once or twice a year. And I'm really good at hitting the home runs or hitting it into the net. But I wouldn't take a lesson from him. I'd be embarrassed. But just to watch him in person warm up, oh my God, I think I would just be over the top
that
in awe.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to look at that for me because that's something that I want to do. So, and if other people want to come with me, I'm sure we could talk about it.
There you go. So really, you can make this trip into whatever you want it to be. Really, there's lots of options for customizing your experience so that it just is really what you want to do.
Yeah, and they do have Canyon Ranch Spa on board. So you're not talking about just a regular spa. If you, you know, Google Canyon Ranch. Just check it out. They have not only nutritional, they have mental programs. They have spa treatments, facials, you know, body wraps. Of course, manicure, pedicure, hair. I mean, whatever you want, you can get.
Right.
And, you know, this cruise is not for one type of person. The people who want to be on a ship at sea the whole time. Because we don't have that.
Right.
So we're in port. every time.
Right. Keep that in mind. So if you want to learn more, I think this mixer coming up on the 21st is a great place to learn more. And you'll find out what's included. You'll be able to meet Chef John Ash, have some sips of wine from Fogline Vineyards, meet Oceana representatives there, meet Elise, and really learn more. Send her an email to Be On The List, which is ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. And don't forget the Highway Poets Show. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah.
And our event for the cruise is on Thursday, the 21st of September, from 5:30 to 7:30, right? And then the Highway Poets is on the 16th of September.
Okay, good. So we're going to leave you with a little bit of Highway Poets, and we'll see you at the Mystic for their great show, September 16th, a CD release party. All right, see you later.